This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome to the Superfast Business podcast. Today I'm sharing 21 tips to maximize your podcasting results. This podcast also has an accompanying infographic, so be sure to head along to superfastbusiness.com and look for 21 tips to maximize your podcasting results. Podcasting is an easy way to create content and get it out there. You'll get recognized and you can create a solid fan base. It's a way to reach people and move people and help people and create change. If you're into podcasting, here are some great tips to follow in order to maximize your results. My number one tip is to use the iTunes market platform. It's absolutely huge. You simply submit your audio interviews to iTunes. You do this once, and from then on, everything that you publish will actually get pushed out automatically to your listeners' devices as long as they've subscribed to your podcast. You can also retrocast previously recorded audios, if you have any, and turn them into iTunes episodes. iTunes is so influential that even if you don't broadcast or syndicate your episode to social media, it'll still get pushed out. Build momentum. Bank on your previous appearances or episodes. Use your email list to ignite your podcast. If you don't have a previous show, run some Facebook ads. Send people to your most controversial episode or interview the most famous person you possibly can. Then you want to promote through multiple channels. If you've got live events, add your podcast to your material. Put it in your PS file for when you send emails. Whenever you send out an email to your list, you put that podcast link there and it will get people clicking on it. The more people who listen to your podcast, the more it's going to rank in the iTunes charts. Put your best episodes in first. You want to make that the most interesting episode because it'll probably have the most number of listens if you have a show type podcast. Listeners will go back and listen and see what the first one was. They'll just be curious about it. So make sure the content's really compelling and clear enough for listeners to understand the premise of the show. This is really, really important for new shows. And then release your episodes in quick succession. Do this by pre-recording your episodes so that you can have them all fired out quickly. Choose the right business model. Podcasting can be a product, a piece of content, a traffic source, a promotion channel, a lead gener, and more. But mostly it's used according to the following two purposes. Number one is podcasting as a product, and this means featuring a sponsor on the show, where podcasting is the whole business and it becomes a medium for publishing that's, you know, where all the effort is going to, and it's usually monetized by having ads and sponsorships. That's one way. The second way is podcasting as a traffic source, and this is the way that I do it. It's more of a concept that I teach with Own the Race course, which is a free course you can download at superfastbusiness.com. And this is where you build your business based on your own property. And you want to publish content through different media types and sites that will lead people back to your website. Now, ideally, you want to sponsor your own podcast. This is tip number six. Use your podcast to promote your stuff instead of other people's. Cross-promote your own podcast episodes within the current episodes so you can refer to other episodes. You can also allow listeners to look into your catalogs and get more downloads from previous episodes, and it increases your rankings because you're driving people back into media that you've already recorded. Tip seven, turn your listeners into customers. Move people to take action and become your subscribers. Direct them to your website so they can explore the solutions you offer. Tip number eight, produce premium content. Offer great content to encourage your audience to listen to your episodes and then go back to your website to get more. Providing high-value content through videos, transcriptions, PDFs, and infographics is going to give your audience fantastic information, and it's going to stand above the shoulders of all the other podcasts that are just audio-based. Have a relevant opt-in. Every post should have a relevant opt-in, and by relevant, it's not the same opt-in across the whole site. It's a way to leverage people who are there for that specific piece of content. So you want really good, relevant content. That might be a transcription of that particular show, for example. Let people subscribe. Number 10 is you've got to get the word out about the other content that you produce. So make sure people can easily find your content. Perhaps you can do a podcast on gaining more audience on Instagram, or how to publish a book, or how to use Twitter and other topics of interest. So you can basically refer back to these from each piece of content. And when you're out there in social media or someone asks you about a particular technique, ideally you can refer them back to a podcast that you've already recorded. Tip 11 is update your email list. Let people know that you've uploaded a new episode, and that will drive more traffic to your site, which leads to more downloads for your episode, which gets you better rankings and more exposure to new people. Invest in good quality production. That's tip 12. Honor your listeners' time by providing them with good quality audio. A good audio is rewarded and appreciated. Make sure your show is easy for people to listen to. Produce a show-like podcast. Include an introduction bumper and an outro bumper, and add a call to action. So get a quality microphone and you'll be able to hear the difference. Tip 13, have a premise for your show. Make sure that your show is a character and is able to stand by its principle and all throughout the show. Create a highly entertaining show. You want it to be unique compared to what other shows are out there, of course, so that it stands out. But you also want it to be consistent so that people get to know and like the show and they know what to expect each time they're going to commit to listening to your episodes. Tip 14, consider other elements that get attention. Every episode should be accompanied by a picture. And make sure to use a readable image. Pictures are easier to share on social media sites, and the visual platform is a very effective engagement building method. Also use widgets, as these easily pop up in social media streams, which is a great way to get more attention. So let people be able to share your posts easily. Tip 15, go deep into your market. Find out what's being discussed in the field. Take note of all the things that are newsworthy. Address these topics using your own point of view, or even pose a contrarian view to others in the marketplace, which leads to 16, be controversial. It's a way to get people's attention. Boring content just won't get shared on Twitter, but a sensational one will get more tweets and comments on social media, or even go viral. 17, syndicate your episodes. Use different ways to do so. Of course, you're going to email your customer list, but mention it on Facebook, talk about it on Google+, tweet about it, put it on LinkedIn if you're in a business market, and share your images on Pinterest. Now, be sensible about optimization. That's tip 18. You don't want to be a podcaster who appears spammy by keyword stuffing all the titles in the episode. It just looks like a cheap trick. Provide a fair and accurate description of your show. 19, invite famous guests. Find someone with a big audience and use the flattery promotion technique. Build momentum towards the live episode date to gain more audience. Make sure to create an agreement with your guests that it's okay to publish, and make them feel comfortable throughout the interview. Once you let them know that the podcast is live, they're more than likely to share it with their audience, and that authority will rub across to you. Tip number 20, update your content. It's okay to edit the episode and re-upload the new version if there's a significant update to a topic, especially if you've discussed it in the podcast and you now no longer feel that it's right for you. Just re-upload it. Make your content reliable and high quality, so sometimes you have to prune old episodes. Tip 21, leverage the time you spend on your podcast. To get the most out of your podcast, appear on someone else's show and then create a byproduct from the same content. In fact, this entire episode and information graphic is an extract that came from me being a guest on someone else's podcast, and this is what we were able to produce by just taking my side of the recording and having the team create a high-quality infographic. So podcasting is a powerful strategy for getting your content out in the marketplace. You too could learn how to make your podcast one of the most important business building tools you've ever seen. So get access to other training materials that can improve your skills and maximize your results. I do hope I see you inside the Superfast Business members community, where I talk about this technique and many others. I'm James Shramko. You've been listening to superfastbusiness.com.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.
Thank you. We'll be right back.